I'd like to read to you from the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, beginning with the 2nd verse. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when they divide plunder. 700 years before Christ. 700 years before the Christ child was born, Isaiah prophesied the coming of that child. Isaiah the prophet spoke of one who would come not as a warrior king, but as a conquering prince of peace. One who would reunite the land. One who would create a continuing saga of the house of David to reign forever. Isaiah promises us a Savior. Isaiah promises us one who will bring peace to a land torn by war. Remember, this was in the time when armies crisscrossed across the promised land, when people from Israel were ripped from their homes and taken to Babylon. Gee, we've heard a lot about that Babylon place here recently, haven't we? Yeah. Taken to Babylon in the exile and stayed there, not just for years, but for generations. Their children were born there and their children's children were born there. How could they return to the land of their God? Was it still their God? Had he been left behind in Israel? No, Isaiah says, your God is still your God. And he not only is your God here in your exile, but he will bring you back to your land. He will bring you back to your peace. He will make up for all those terrible things that have happened to you and then some. Isaiah prophesying the coming of the Christ child. Prophesying the coming of the Prince of Peace, one who would unite the world, not in war, but in love. And so we are part of that kingdom that is and has been and is to come, that kingdom of God. That promised Prince of Peace lives in our hearts, lives in our minds, reminds us over and over again that things don't have to be the way they are in the world, that there is a peace beyond understanding, that there is a peace beyond trouble, that there is a promise of a world to come where all things are peace and all things are love. I was thinking about what to say tonight. And I had this image of the devil coming to see God. You know, and the devil is just, he's just not real happy about what's going on here. He says, God, I hear you're going to send your son down there to earth. And that's my realm. I thought you said I was going to be able to mess with them people all I wanted. I haul the Israelites off in the exile and they still believe in you. I don't know what to do. And now you tell them you're going to bring your son and bring him down to earth. What are you doing? Well, devil, you know, I just feel like I've got to give them a part of myself. They're my people. I want to be with them. I want to see how it feels to live on their world. I want to see how it feels to struggle. I want to show them what it's like. I want to send them peace. I want to send them love. And how else can I do that but sending myself, because I am love? The devil says, you know, this is just not going to work. I mean, this is such a messed up deal. Nobody's going to believe you're down there. God says, well, you know, maybe we'll send some prophets and we'll let them know that he's coming. Oh, they're not going to believe prophets. They've been hearing prophets for centuries, and they don't ever listen to them. And God says, well, yeah, that is kind of true, isn't it? Well, gosh, well, what else can we do? I know. I'll make his birth special. I'll make him born of a virgin. I'll make myself born of a virgin. Then they'll be sure to know that he's the Son of God and not the Son of Man. Not just the Son of Man. And the devil said, they'll never believe that. Son of a virgin? Oh, come on. God says, well, you know, I mean, I've gotta let them know this is gonna be special. This is gonna be different. This is gonna be a king who will rule with love, not with war. And the devil says, oh yeah, right. Come on now. You know, I've been doing wars for hundreds of years here. I mean, we're going to continue to have wars for thousands of years more. You think they're going to believe a prince of peace? I mean, that's kind of an oxymoron there, God. Come on. God says, no, they'll believe it. They'll believe it. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to send an angel to Mary so she will understand and she'll be able to tell everybody. And not only that, but when he's born, I'm going to send more angels down there and I'll even send a star. So that they will be able to see his star shining in the sky. Devil says, angels, who's going to be up? It's going to be the middle of the night. Nobody's going to be listening to your angels. They're going to be out there on some hillside just singing away and everybody's going to be sleeping. And that star, I bet there aren't three people smart enough to figure that one out. God says, that's okay. I know what time it is, and the world needs me down there. The devil says, time? Time? Did you say time? What time is it? And God said, why? It's the year one. The devil says, oh my goodness, I'm late. I gotta get down there and start messing that stuff up. You're already being born. What am I gonna do? God says, that poor devil, he's just always behind times, isn't he? Here I am changing the world. And he's still arguing about it. What a waste. Wish he would just listen for once. Just listen to the choirs of angels, to the joy of a mother bringing a child into the world. Just listen to the beauty of a star rising in the middle of the night. Just listen. You can hear him being born. Amen.